devices. It's 6 o'clock. Time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Lovely. Thank you. Thanks for joining us here on Family Feud, where tonight these two families are going to have a lot of fun battling it out for some big money. And tonight our champs could also take home a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. This is good news. So let's meet our families now. First up, please welcome back our most surprising winners ever. And I don't know who's more surprised, them or us, from Victoria, the Binns family.
Vanessa.
I don't know whether they are the messiahs or just very naughty boys and girls. But gee, you've been having some fun.
And lucky.
Nah, I don't know. I think you guys might be secret snipers. You've come in here and it looked like you didn't know what you were doing and then whooshka, and now it's night five and you're playing for the car.
Just remind Australia who's on board.
My daughter Ellie, son Brody, and my niece Hannah.
Lovely. Best of luck tonight. Ready to take them on tonight from South Australia, the Hudson family.
Thank you.
Now, what's been your hand selection process? Who have you brought with you?
Well, I just rang in all the good-looking ones.
Nice work.
This is my husband, Des, our son, Tucker, and Des's brother, Darren.
Welcome along. We're in for a lot of fun tonight. Great to have you with us. Team captains, let's do it. Let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Apart from smiling, what might you do when you get your photo taken? Vicky.
Peace sign.
You do a peace sign. Yeah. Vanessa. You stick your tongue out. You do the Miley Cyrus, Ellie.
Yep.
What? Pass the flag. Apart from smiling, what might you do when you get your photo taken?
Which I was going to take that answer. Really don't like it, but doing the duck face.
The duck face?
The girls do that, like...
Like a pouty duck face. Yeah. Yeah, the duck face.
Well done, Ellie.
Nice. Brody.
A lot of people stick the finger up.
Oh, if they're rude, yeah. They might. What about that? Oh. Righto, Hannah. Apart from smiling, what might you do when you get your photo taken?
It's the worst. You close your eyes.
And it's horrible when it's a really good picture and you're the only one with your eyes, but everyone else looks amazing and they want to choose that picture because they look amazing, but they're not really thinking about you who has your eyes shut and it hurts your feelings.
Yeah.
Till it's happened a lot. No, second strike. Righto, Hudson's could steal, so they're going to have a thing of an option, Vanessa.
Pose.
You pose. Good? Yes. Ellie?
I'm going to go a bit broader than poke your tongue out and say pull a stupid face.
Stupid face?
Which is always funny.
Brody?
A lot of people cover their faces. Like, if they're embarrassed, they'll just put their hand up. Or they'll say, no, don't take a photo. So they'll cover up in some way.
Are you often getting filmed, like, leaving a courthouse or something? Covering your face? Third strike. Hudson's. Darren, what would you say?
Laugh.
Tucker.
Jump.
Dez.
I'd say do the rabbit ears.
Vicky.
Laugh, jump, rabbit ears. I think blink.
What about blink? Hudson's, well played. Well, what a gamble. They looked at you like, what are you doing? And ha, ha, and ha. Takes them to 72. Remaining answers, 8. Wink. Or you fix your hair as you're doing it. So, well done, Hudson's. Great start. And if the Binns win tonight, however, they will be driving home in the amazing Mitsubishi Outlander. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably. It's packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. And for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you might see at a surf club. Let's come back and compare answers in just a moment on the future. We'll be right back.
tonight the Binns family might be driving home in a brand new car. If they win, why? Because it's night five for them. Now, before the break, I asked, name something you might see at a surf club. The top answer was...
Surfboards!
Well played, everybody, if you got it. Ellie, Dez, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something kids do at school that gets them in trouble with their parents. Dez.
Fight.
You fight.
Yes!
Top answer, pass or play?
Yeah. I think from the wife to teacher, we'll play.
You'll play. Biggie's going, yeah, pass. What, we're playing? Well, thanks, Dez. Tucker, ready to do this?
Yep.
Something kids do at school that gets them in trouble with their parents.
Fail?
Yeah. Yes. First strike, Darren.
Skip school.
Let's see.
Yes.
Lovely. Now, you're a teacher.
I am.
So this is, like, right up your alley. What do you teach?
I teach Japanese.
Do you really?
Mm.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Have you known Japanese your whole life?
No.
Or something recently?
No, just it's a recent career change. So I teach to young children. Yeah, wow. Reception to year 3.
And you teach them Japanese?
Yes.
To year 3?
Yes.
God, that's young.
Yeah. They pick it up very quickly.
Wow, really? Mm. And is it, how do you teach it to them? Various methods? Is it like you would teach an adult, or you got to be quite...
Well, I teach with a puppet.
Really?
And we do lots of singing and lots of games and lots of dancing, yeah.
That is cool.
So it is, it's fun.
Something kids do at school that gets them in trouble with their parents.
Swearing.
Swearing.
Yes!
Righto, Des.
Something I did a lot, not doing your homework.
Not doing your homework, yes! Says Des. Good boy, Des. Tucker.
I think break the rules.
If you break the rules, let's try that. Or generally misbehave, Darren.
Poor grades.
Bad marks.
Bad marks.
Second strike for the Hudsons. The Binns could steal, so they're going to have a think of an option, Vicky.
Draw on their uniform. Or dirty their uniform.
Okay, let's try that. Third strike. Binns family. Hannah.
Detention.
Brody.
A bad report.
Ellie.
Bullying.
Vanessa. Yours to choose. One of those options or your own.
I reckon any of them.
What would you get angry at?
Yeah, what would you get angry at if these guys came out from school?
What did you get angry at?
Bad report.
Bad report? We happy with that?
Yep, I am.
Let's do it for the steal. The Binns say bad report. No, sorry. Hudson's grabbed some more points. These are the answers we're looking for, number 5. Detention. There was 2 answers on the board there from the kids. So a tough round for the Binns family on their 5th night playing for the car. At the moment, the Hudsons are looking sensational on 139 right now, but this might help you, Binns family. Double points time. So give me Brody, give me Tucker. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. What's something you can do with your home to help the environment? Brody.
Solar panels.
Solar panels. Yeah. Nice. Tucker.
Recycle water.
Recycle water.
Yeah.
Righto. Pass or play?
No, we're playing. They're going to play.
Hannah, as the lady who has the highest first round score in Fast Money ever in our show, have you given yourself a title? 182 points you got.
I'm going with Rain Man of Family Feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
like that
too. Pretty comfortable with that.
You know what? It's modest and it's cool and I like it.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Yes.
What is something that you can do with your home to help the environment?
Can recycle.
You can recycle.
Yes!
Yeah! Okay. There's a big zero on the front here, Binns. For some reason, I don't know why, this is the first time we've seen that. You guys have played phenomenally in 4 nights. This is night 5 for the car, 2 left on the board. Vanessa, what you got?
I would change the light globes to the ones that don't use as much energy.
Well, let's see if that fits on the board. No. Ellie.
I'm going to go with just turning off some power.
That's a pretty good idea. I like that. Let's see if it works. Brody. Brody. This is good. This is real good. Real good for the bins, because this zero here ain't going to win you a car. There's no car with zero on the front. What's number five?
Changing your appliances to, like, the five-star energy rating.
Yep. So you upgrade your appliances to your more energy conscious ones.
I like it.
Oh. No. Second strike. Hudson's good steel, so they're going to have a quick think. Come on, Rain Woman. What's something you can do with your home to help the environment?
I'm just going to go a bit broad and say conserve energy.
Conserve energy. Yeah. So broader than just light specifically is what you're saying.
Yes.
We're happy with that. Let's try it. Is number five conserve energy? No! Third strike, Hudson's. Darren.
Grant. Use gas.
Use gas. Tucker.
Have compost.
Have compost, Des.
Reduce waste.
Reduce waste. There seems to be a lot of question marks on the end of these answers when they deliver them. Vicky, have you got something a little bit more solid or something with conviction?
I'm going to go with conviction.
Yep.
Hopefully. I'm going to say compost.
You're going to compost.
I'm going to compost.
To get you guys to steal and almost put these guys to bed. Is number five compost? If you're wondering, you plant some trees. Good for the air, good for the air. 150, so the bins have come from a zero to the lead. 139 points to the Hudsons, who are playing pretty, pretty well. So we've got a fight on our hands tonight. What a great night. Look, if you can't get enough of Family Feud, head to 10 Play. Check out some of the highlights from the show. Plus, you can also play the Family Feud game with us. You're going to love it. Triple points when we come back on the Feud. Come on. Everybody, my heart's jumping out of my chest right now. The Hudson's under 139. It is close. The Bins on their fifth night have the lead at the moment on 150. If they are the first family to get to 300 points in this next round, they win a brand new car tonight. That's how serious this is. If not, the Hudson's become our brand new champions. And we're playing for triple points right now. This is going to do it. It's going to make or break. Hannah, Darren, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top five answers are on the board. Name something that comes in small, medium and large.
Clothes.
Rain Woman.
Clothes?
Is clothes there? Yes. Clothes is not the top answer though, Darren.
Coffee.
Yes. Pass or play?
We're playing.
We're going to play. Okay, triple point round. You have the lead. We know the deal now. This is nice. You've got control in this triple point round. With three on the board, Vanessa. Something that comes in small, medium, and large.
Fries.
Fries. That's the big one out of the way. What's three and five, Ellie?
I'm going to go a bit broader and just say Maccas.
Maccas in general goes in small, medium and large.
That was my first thought.
Oh, first strike. Brody.
I'd say fast food. So not just Maccas, but fast food in general.
You're sticking with the theme here.
Stick with the theme.
You're sticking with the theme of fast food. Let's try it. No, second strike. Hudson's get set for the steal. You have to save yourself here, Hannah. Two strikes down, two on the board. You need to stop them from having a go, because they might get it, and there goes your car. Something that comes in small, medium, and large.
A T-shirt.
T-shirt comes in small, medium, and large. Let's try it. That's three strike spins, which means Hudson's now. Darren.
Drinks.
Tucker.
Drinks.
Dez.
Drinks.
I am
Vicky.
So thirsty.
Strong message from everybody on your right. It seems to be unanimous. This is a big moment for the Hudsons.
Got to be drinks.
It could crown you guys as our brand new champs and welcome you
to
the
one.
Family Feud family.
Very large drinks.
We're going drinks?
Drinks.
We're going drinks. How do we feel about drinks? Yeah. Well, yeah, it's reasonably strong in the audience. Just doing a little test over there, but it's what the almighty board says is what makes the difference. Are the Hudsons our new champions? Or do the Bins get a brand new car? Let's find out. Survey says... Drinks away! The Hudsons are our brand new champions! That was tense! Remaining answer number 5... Dogs come in small, medium and large. Wow! Oh, I need to sit down. I need to sit out. Congratulations, first of all, to the Hudsons. Vanessa.
Thank you.
Ellie.
Thank you.
Brody. Hannah. That was... I can't imagine how you're feeling right now. That was cool. I've got to just point out, you guys have played amazing for 5 wonderful nights. Well, let's say 4.5 wonderful nights, because they are taking home $22,910. Too bad at all. Did you have fun?
Yeah, we loved it.
It was a crazy ride.
It was awesome.
It was fun. They were awesome. Please put your hands together for the Bins for the final time. Nice work, guys. Hudsons, let's go. Fast money time. Who's in? Dez is. Darren is. Welcome. Righto. Okie dokie. $10,000. We do it. It's 5 questions, 20 seconds. It ain't that hard. These guys have done it for 4 nights. Now it's your turn. So head back that way to our soundproof booth. And we play for $10,000 next with our brand new champs on the feud. Fast money's coming up.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Time here in the feud. We got some brand new champions. The Hudson family are here to win some cash. If you and Darren get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Darren's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear the answers. Pretty happy with himself too, just quietly. He can't hide that smile. Oh, look at old bobblehead there. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. Now, if you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You set? Okay. 20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name something that kids leave behind in the school playground.
The ball.
Name a famous adventurer.
Mawson.
Name something you keep in a scrapbook.
Memories.
What's a good reason for a man to wear makeup?
TV.
Name something used by cooks to mix ingredients.
A spoon.
Pretty solid. Let's go. Name something kids leave behind in the school playground. You said. The ball, survey says... Oh. Not exactly a dream start, but don't give up on me yet. Name a famous adventurer, you said... Mawson. Survey says... Oh. Ouch. Name something you keep in a scrapbook, you said...
Memories.
No? Survey says... Oh. It's a hat-trick of zeros. What's a good reason for a man to wear makeup? You said...
He's on TV.
Is it that obvious? Maybe I just have a beautiful moisturiser that makes my complexion flawless. Or maybe I just wear lots of makeup.
Which is more true.
Survey says... 19. Does the whole world know that we wear makeup on TV?
Now they do.
Damn. Name something used by cooks to mix ingredients. You said... spoon. Survey says... 45. Strong finish, Des. Tough run, though. Head back to the family, clear the board. Bit of work to do. You need 136 points to get you guys $10,000, so you're going to have to carry the bulk of the load here. I'm going to ask you the same.
My whole life, mate.
You've been doing that for a long time. It's not the first time you've heard that. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but as you're the second player, it's a little trickier, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again, OK?
Perfect.
Can we remind everybody of Des's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? The time starts at the end of the first question. Good luck, Darren. Name something that kids leave behind in the school playground.
Drink bottle.
Name a famous adventurer.
Pass.
Name something you keep in a scrapbook.
Photos.
What's a good reason for a man to wear makeup?
Family Feud.
Try again.
Theatre.
Name something used by cooks to mix ingredients.
Wooden spoon.
Try again.
Mixer.
Name a famous adventurer.
Mallory.
Just in time. Beautifully done. Let's go. How was your first time?
Tough. Tough. Very tough.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't
it? It is. More than you think.
Name something that kids leave behind in the school playground. You said... a drink bottle. Survey says...
oh. Not again.
We're consistent.
Jumper was the top answer. Name a famous adventurer, you said. Mallory. Feel good about Mallory? Do you think 100 Australians put down Mallory?
No. I think we're consistent.
Survey says...
You guys are related.
We share a brain.
Captain Cook was the top answer.
Yeah.
Old Capitano Cook. Or Columbus could have been another. Name something you keep in a scrapbook. You said photos. That's got to be better. The audience thinks so. Let's try it. Survey says. What? That was the top answer. Congratulations. So we need 83 from the last two answers for $10,000. Do not give up on me. What is a good reason for a man to wear makeup? You said theatre. Not bad. Survey says... 5. Aww. TV was the top answer, so well done, Des. So we need 78. Name something used by cooks to mix ingredients. You said... mixer. Survey says... 20. Spoon was the top answer. That was Des. Mixer was the second highest answer, so well done, Dan. We came good in the end. The first few zeros do hurt a little. They do get $10 for every fast money point. They'll be back again tomorrow for another shot at the $10,000. The project's coming up next. I'm Grant Denyer. See you tomorrow.